An independent review of the evidence. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Former President Trump has requested a special master, and a federal judge has indicated her intent to appoint one. A hearing will be held Thursday. Meanwhile, we've learned more about what compelled the FBI to search Mr. Trump's Florida home.
Concern was raised for the Department of Justice in January of this year when former President Trump's team turned over 15 boxes of documents, which the department reviewed in May and claimed contains classified records that was mixed in with personal notes and publications. The 38-page, heavily redacted document justifies the August 8th search of Mar-a-Lago, writing that there was probable cause to believe additional classified documents would be found there, along with evidence of obstruction.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The director of national intelligence, Avril Haines, is conducting a damage assessment of the documents. She plans to brief top lawmakers about any potential risks to national security. Record-setting rainfall in Mississippi has the capital of Jackson bracing for flooding.
The state's governor has declared a state of emergency, with the Pearl River projected to crest at 36 feet by early Monday. That is similar to the level that's caused devastating flooding in the area 2 years ago.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. The city has advised residents to evacuate. The Red Cross has set up shelters. Monsoon season has been especially deadly in Pakistan. Since mid-June, more than 1,000 people have died as heavy rains wash away villages. A truck that barreled into a community barbecue in the Netherlands has killed 6 people. 7 more are hospitalized. Police say the driver was not under the influence of alcohol, but it's unclear exactly what happened. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
No arrests in Indianapolis following a shooting outside a hotel. 3 Dutch soldiers who were training in the U.S. were shot and wounded early Saturday morning. There could be more than one suspect. A rallying cry for tougher gun laws in Texas 3 months after a man stormed a school in Uvalde.
Those who attended the March for Our Lives event want Governor Abbott to call a special legislative session to raise the age limit to buy an assault weapon such as an AR-15 in the state of Texas from 18 to 21. Javier Cazares reminded the crowd that 3 months after the shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde that killed 19 kids and 2 teachers, school is ready to start a new year.
Kids across the Texas are going back to school and are wondering, will I be next?
And Brett Cross, who lost his son in the Uvalde shooting, delivered a direct message to the governor.
Either man up and do what's right for us or get the hell out of our way, because we are not stopping and no more children need to die. Thank you.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
1 year after the chaotic withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan, the mother of a Marine is reflecting on the events that led to his death.
This was preventable. If this would have been, it was an evacuation. Had it been handled the right way, my son, I could speak for my son, would still be here.
Shanna Chappell spoke to Fox and Friends Weekend. 13 Marines were killed. Dozens of animals have been rescued from a Georgia shelter, and the owner is charged with animal cruelty. Neighbors who often heard barking say they knew something wasn't right because of the vultures that would swarm overhead. They also noticed an awful smell. Police in Atlanta say the shelter was filled with diseased dogs and canine skulls that had bullet holes. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.